Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned into Radio Islam International. We say jazakallah for joining us, whether you're listening to us on audio streaming worldwide or via the medium wave 1548 platform or even on DSTV channel 826. Now it is time for the Sanha Halal program and change in time slot this evening as we'll be crossing over to the Nur al-Islam Masjid at about 7:45 for the live program to be conducted by Mulana Venka. Now the clock has just struck past 7:15, and we welcome on the line, without wasting any time, Mulana Bilal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah to yourself and your listeners. How are you?
How are you this evening, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, I cannot complain.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana, obviously just moving ahead, I think one of the main headlines people will be looking forward to for Sanha is the stall that you guys will be having at Hartley. Let's just touch on that quickly before we move on. What can people expect?
Yeah, again, the store is there to, you know, to promote halal, and the objective of Sanha, as well as to promote awareness with regards to halal. Again, just creating education and awareness with regards to halal.
Now, Mulana, obviously, moving forward, obviously the impression that people will be getting from, you know, to find out if they have any queries in it, will there be like consultants that will be there on the day?
Yes, we will have some of our office staff there, giving out literature and so forth. If there's any halal queries, they will then answer the halal query on the spot. If they do not know, obviously, they will take down the details and forward it to our offices for us to call back the consumer and address the concern.
Well, their listeners do have it that the Sanha team will be at the Hartley Fair in Durban from Saturday on, inshallah. Now, listeners can call us on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548 with all their queries, or halal queries, rather. Well, now moving straight on to the WhatsApp line, is Goldie chicken patties halal?
Yes, they are halal for
sure. And then is Long Life Clover Fresh Cream halal?
The product is also approved, yes, it is halal.
Another one from our WhatsApp line is Kit Kat halal.
Kit Kat products, if they are made in South Africa, please look for the Sanha logo on them. There are some imported products. In fact, last year there was an imported Kit Kat product which had pork gelatin. So please stay away from the imported products.
Okay, Mulana, another one coming through on the WhatsApp line is are Lindt and Ferrero Rocher chocolates halal?
Lindt chocolates, some of them do contain liquor, so please look at the ingredients, check the product's packaging, check the ingredients thoroughly. It must not contain any type of liquor. Besides that, the other variants without liquor, those are halal suitable. Ferrero Rocher, yes, those products are halal suitable.
Another one coming through on a WhatsApp line, Mulana. Assalam, is Kingsley cold drink halal and specifically Dragon?
Okay, with regards to Kingsley cold drinks, unfortunately to date we haven't received any disclosure from them, so we cannot give you assurance. Dragon energy drinks, that is halal suitable.
Halal suitable. Okay, moving on, Mulana. KD Gold softer butter.
That is halal suitable.
And then another one coming through on our WhatsApp line is Lifetone halal.
Lifetone, that's a medication that does contain a high concentration of ethanol. If it is going to be taken, then it must be diluted adequately. If you want to know what the exact dilution is, please do call us at the office. We'll be able to then give you the exact dilution so that no danger of intoxication remains when taking the medication.
Okay, Mulana, another one coming through. Salams, is the Eggs Galore chocolate eggs halal?
Okay, I'm not sure about that product. If they could please specify exactly where the manufacturer is.
Okay, it's Triple A and Meat Center certified by Sanha.
Triple A Meat Abattoir.
It doesn't say, it just says Triple A Meat Center.
Okay, I'm not sure what Meat Center, but there is an abattoir with the same name called Triple A. They are in the KZN region. They are certified by Sanha.
Okay, moving on. Yeah, and Megan's Meringue, is that halal?
No information on your product.
Okay, now listeners can also call us in on 011-854-1548 with their live call-in queries where Mulana Bilal will be answering your questions. Mulana, just moving back to the WhatsApp line, is on the Lifetone a Parmalat low-fat strawberry fruit yogurt?
Parmalat yogurts do contain bovine gelatin, therefore we advise caution, please avoid those products.
And then another one coming through, which marshmallows are suitable for consumption?
There's a brand called Kaylee's that is certified by Senna. This can be found at some click stores as well as some sweet shops. There's another brand called Candyland, which is distributed by Marhaba Trading. This can also be found at selected sweet shops.
Okay, Milana, we're going to move to the lines quickly. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, you live on air?
Assalamu alaikum.
You are live on air. What's your question, brother?
McDonald's.
Milana Bila?
McDonald's? Okay, we have no association with McDonald's. Therefore, we cannot comment on their halal status or otherwise. We are not sure.
Okay, Milana, just moving back to the WhatsApp line. Is Starbucks in Rosebank certified by Sanha?
No, they are not certified by Sanha.
Okay, another one on Twitter. Is Coca-Cola, Pepsi and other soft drinks permissible to consume? It said that they contain alcohol.
Okay, these soft drinks, yes, they are halal suitable. The alcohol, the trace amounts of alcohol that are found in these products are not from the khamr asli category. In other words, that category of alcohol that the Sharia has deemed to be najis or impure, that's a trace amount or the tiny amount of alcohol that are found in these products, they in no way can intoxicate a person. Therefore, the Fuqaha have overlooked it and said that these products may be consumed.
Okay, Milana, moving back to the WhatsApp line, is Beacon Milk Chocolate Marshmallow Eggs halal?
This product does contain bovine gelatin. Please stay away from it.
Aiden Milk Toffee.
Not sure about the product. Please forward us the details to our offices, then we can query further.
Okay, another one. Assalam Rusk Proto Bakery, Pty Limited. Is it fine to eat?
Not sure about it as well. If they could please specify with the manufacturer.
Okay, Milana, another one coming through. Are Cadbury chocolates halal? A wide range of Cadbury's local and imported chocolates are available on lots of store shelves. Are those halal?
Okay, with regards to the Cadbury products, the locally produced or manufactured products, those are halal suitable. The products which are imported, like the Crunchy product, you've got the Oreo, lately the Five Star. Those products, unfortunately, we haven't been able to get sufficient information from the, about them, so we cannot give any assurance for them.
Okay, Milana, just moving back to the WhatsApp line. Is Clover Plain Yogurt halal? If not, which plain yogurts are Sanha approved?
Clover Plain Yogurt is halal suitable. Other commonly found plain yogurts would be the Landshut Plain Yogurt, the Crystal Valley with the Sanha logo, as well as Honeydew. You have the Nutri-Day double cream yogurt, as well as the Nutri-Day zero. However, the Nutri-Day low-fat plain yogurt is not approved.
Okay, and another one coming through on the WhatsApp line. Which mouthwashes are halal?
Okay, most of the brands are halal suitable. You're looking at Colgate Plex, Listerine Zero, and so forth. You do find some that do not also contain alcohol, such as the BioBalance range, Edgar
mouthwashes,
these may be used.
Okay, Milana, Taya's Muesli Cappuccino.
Taya's products from Turkey, unfortunately, we cannot give any assurance from the, for them.
Okay, we're going to move over to the telephone lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You live on air.
Wa alaikum assalam. Milana, I wanted to find out about Nando's and Rainbow Chickens. Are they halal?
Nando's, again, that's a franchise that we have no association with. We cannot give you any assurance for any of these stores without, you know, going into an agreement with the head office, who is responsible for everything that comes into the individual stores. Rainbow Chicken, the processed products are not approved by Sena. Those are the, like the Vienna, Petit's, crumb products and so forth. The non-processed products, like your frozen chicken, fresh chickens, IQF portions and so forth, those are certified or approved by Sena.
Okay, and because Nando's, they buy from Rainbow Chickens, that's why we wanted to know.
Okay, unfortunately, we cannot confirm that. We don't do any inspections at any Nando's.
Okay. This is Asana. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, jazakallah for that. We have two more callers on the line. Next caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother, what's your question?
Okay, I just wanted to know if the Kaylee's hollow eggs and the Kaylee's marshmallow eggs are halal.
Yes, they are halal. They are still certified by us. I know lately we have been receiving a lot of queries about them because they don't have our logo on them at the moment. But this was simply a oversight on the part of the printers. They are still certified by Sana.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah for that. Next caller, Assalamu Alaikum, Rahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. You live on air? Okay, I think we lost that one. Mulana, we can move over to the WhatsApp line. Assalamu Alaikum. Is Papa Roti's halal?
Papa Roti's?
Yeah.
Okay, can I come back to that query? I'm not so sure about it.
Okay, is crunchy chocolate halal?
Crunchy chocolate at the moment imported. No information on it.
Okay, another one coming through here is our school stocks pies. They want to know which pies are halal. That's all the message says.
Okay, it depends on which region the query comes from. Then we can provide for them a list, you know, of pie suppliers in that region. Some of the common pie manufacturers that are certified by Sana would be like Bilal Savory Delights. There is Golden Foods, the Dairy Delicious brand, Eclat Foods. But depending again where the query comes from, which region, then we can recommend a supplier that's closest to them.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. We're going to move back over to the telephone lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother, what's your query?
I wanted to find out a few things. Chupniks, is that halal?
Chupniks, yes, baby. Hello?
Sorry?
Yes, that product is halal.
Okay. And then I'm looking for Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
The Kellogg's products, we do not comment on.
Okay. And Simonsburg cheese, the cream cheese.
Simonsburg.
Okay.
Okay, the Simonsburg cream cheese does contain bovine gelatin, not the approved by Sana.
Okay. Jazakna, Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, we have one more call on the telephone line. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Appa, what's your query?
I'd like to find out whether the new flavor of Mentos Rainbow is halal.
Mentos Rainbow contains carmine, therefore it's not approved by Sana.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Are the Santa Bianca whole green olives in brine stuffed with pimento halal?
What is the brand name?
Santa Bianca.
Yes, that is halal for
the. It is halal. Okay, Mulana, moving back to the WhatsApp line. Is Yogeta Sweets halal?
Yogeta Sweets, yes, they are certified by Sana.
Okay, now listeners, we do have on the line Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices. You can contact us via WhatsApp on 072-726-1548 or via the telephone lines on 011-854-1548. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Which food outlets in and around Northwest which are halal? Orbit Sugar Free Gum.
Okay, Orbit
Sugar Free
Gum, that is halal suitable. With regards to outlets in the Northwest. This information is very easily accessible on our website. On our website, we've got a search restaurants feature. If you simply click on there, it will give you the list of all the restaurants certified in that region. Our website again, sana.co.za.
Okay. And now we're going to move back to the telephone lines. Caller, you live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. What's your query, brother?
I just want to find out, is Kona Bakery halal, the one they use at the garages?
Okay. Again, we have no association with the Kona Bakery franchise.
All right.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Back to the WhatsApp line, Malana. Salams, is Cadbury 5-star chocolates halal?
The product is an imported Cadbury product. Unfortunately, we have not been able to get any information on it.
Okay, is Colgate halal? That's all it says.
Colgate, still all the toothpaste still remain under query at the moment. We can't give any assurance yet.
Okay, Mulana, Nestle Milo.
Nestle Milo products made in South Africa, those should have the Sana halal logo on them.
Okay, and then PNP Smooth Peanut Butter.
In this case, if it does not have the Sana halal logo on the product, we're not sure who manufactures the product on behalf of Pick and Pay, therefore cannot give any assurance. But if it does have our logo, it's made at a certified plant.
Okay, another one coming through on our WhatsApp line. Is Willard's Beacon Bites halal?
Well, the Wallace products are only approved of the non-meat flavored variants. So any of the meat flavored variants, like in the Bacon Bites range, you'll find the barbecue, that we do not approve of.
Another one on our WhatsApp line, Malana, is Clorette's chewing gum halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable. However, there is a Clorette variant which is called Clorette's Pure. That variants are not approved by Hana.
Okay, now listeners can contact us. We just have about under 10 minutes to go. So our lines are open on 011-854-1548. And obviously you can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548 or SMS us on 48855. We do have on the line Maulana Bilal from the Sinha offices, who is addressing all your halal queries. Maulana, moving back to the WhatsApp line. Assalamu alaikum. Please, can you tell me if Pamela cheese is halal?
Yes, all Pamela cheeses are halal.
Okay. Malana, is a crunchy chocolate halal?
Crunchy chocolate, as I mentioned earlier, it is imported. No information on the product.
Okay, back to the telephone lines. Caller, you live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
What's your query?
I just wanted to ask, is the rainbow chicken cheese viara halal?
A rainbow? Chicken. Rainbow chicken cheese Vienna's, Mulana.
Okay, that product is not approved by Sena. They do use Brazilian poultry to manufacture that product, therefore it's not approved.
Okay, Jazakallah for that.
Okay,
we have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air, caller?
Alaikum.
Brother, what's your question?
I just want to find out if KFC is allowed.
Okay, KFC Sena has no association with the franchise. We cannot give any assurance for any of the individual stores.
Okay, right.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Malala, back to the WhatsApp line. Salams, are Elgin chickens in the Western Cape halal and County Fair chicken?
County Fair chickens are not approved by Sena. What are the other brands?
Elgin chickens in the Western Cape.
Can I come back to that for you later?
Okay.
With regards to the one query about Papa Rotis,
okay. Right?
Papa Rotis are not certified by Sena. But if the consumer meant Penna Rotis, then in that case, it's at the Penna Rotis stores that are certified. There's one at the King Shaka International Airport in KZN. There's one at the Rosebank, as well as the one at Extension 9 in Malaysia.
Okay, Jazakallah for clarifying that, Mulana. We're going to move back to the telephone lines. We have another caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Brother, what's your query?
I needed to find out if Baskin and Robbins ice cream in Saudi and the one in Cape Town is halal. And secondly, are the Krispy Kreme donut outlets in South Africa halal?
Okay, with regards to Baskin Robbins, a very recently launched franchise in South Africa, before they launched, we had in fact contacted them because we had received so many queries from the Muslim public. Unfortunately, to date, they have chosen not to respond to Sena in any way. Similar with Krispy Kreme, we had some dealings with them, but they've never reverted to us with any disclosures of their products and so forth. So given the lack of information, lack of inspection, the lack of audits at their facilities from Sena side, we cannot give any assurance for them.
Okay,
Jazakallah. Jazakallah for that. Mulana, I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'd like to know if Stimerol chewing gum is halal.
Stimerol chewing gums, there are some flavors which are not approved by Sena, such as the Stimerol, but the Berry Party flavor. Right, you've got the Stimerol. I just can't recall at the moment, but if you give me a moment, I'll think about it.
Okay.
You've got the Berry Party. You've got the Strawberry flavor, as well as I'll mention it inshallah towards the end of the show if you keep on listening.
Okay, just back there. Those are the ones that are not halal.
Yeah, but most of the variants are halal suitable. Then you've got the Sensations, right? The Sensations from in the Stimerol range, they do contain bovine gelatin. And you've got the Twist flavors. Those also do contain bovine gelatin. Therefore, they are not approved.
So the Sensation and the Twist flavors. Okay, Jazakallah.
Yeah, as well as the Berry Party and the Strawberry flavor.
Okay, Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for that. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is the Oreo biscuit halal?
Oreo biscuits, yes, they are halal suitable with the exception of the strawberry variant. Strawberry variant does contain carmine, which is a crushed pico color. Therefore, they're not approved.
Okay, another one on our WhatsApp line. Islam, is Boston milkshake flavor drink, it's like Nesquik, is that halal?
If the Boston product is manufactured by a company called Jolly Brands, then it is certified by Sanaya.
Okay, another one. Are Lay's and Aqual water halal? Lay's crisp, I think.
And what was the brand name of the water?
Aqual water.
Okay, Lay's crisps are halal. Aqual water, no information. Company not willing to give us any information.
Okay, Malana, another one. Assalam's just tuned in. I'd like to know what pies are Sanaha approved in the Durban area.
The Durban area, the supplier there is Iklas Foods. They are certified by Sanaha.
Okay, another one on our WhatsApp line. Malana, is the Jelly Tots Lick and Learn halal?
Jelly Tots, some variants do contain bovine gelatin. Please look in the ingredient disclosure for bovine gelatin. The ones without gelatin are halal suitable.
Okay, another one coming through on a WhatsApp line. Is Dentine Xylitol chewing gum halal and Burger King?
Burger King, we have no information on any of the stores because, again, no association with the franchise head office. With regards to the Dentine gum, the melon flavor is under query at the moment. Strawberry passion, as well as the peppermint flavor and the spearmint flavors. Those are not approved, but they do contain bovine gelatin.
Okay, I think we have a call on the line.
About, the query earlier about Stimerol, the spearmint flavor in the Stimerol range also contains bovine gelatin, therefore it's not approved.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Mulana, back to the telephone lines. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How about your query?
I just wanted to find out if magpies halal. Pecan paste stocks them, and I just wanted to find out, are they halal? They're not halal. What's the status on that?
Okay. Unfortunately, we have to date not done any audits at any of their factories, nor do we know who their suppliers are. We don't have any agreement in place with them for certification. Therefore, we can't give you any assurance for magpie products.
Okay, all right. Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for that. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line. Kellogg's Special K cereal bars, is that halal?
Again, Kellogg's products, we do not comment on that.
Okay, number two, a Woolworths dried fruit.
Dried fruit from Woolworths, you know, if the consumer could please give us a call at the Halal Helpline, give us an outline of the ingredients and so forth, and then we'll advise further, inshallah.
And then Bonacqua flavored water.
It is halal for two.
Okay, another one. Baker's Mini Biscuits, is that halal?
Baker's Mini Biscuits, yes, they are halal.
Okay, Sour Power Jelly Tots. As you, maybe you can just remind the listener again, we did speak about it a few minutes ago, Malana.
Okay, again, with Jelly Tots products, please look for the look in the ingredients and see if it does contain bovine gelatin or not. If it does not contain bovine gelatin, then it is halal suitable.
Okay, Malana, just closing up the WhatsApp line, our last few years, is Fruits of the Forest halal?
Clover, Fruits of the Forest yogurts are halal suitable, yeah.
And then are Magnum ice creams halal?
Magnum ice creams, yes, most of them are manufactured in South Africa and should have the Sanaha halal logo on them. However, there are some products that are being imported. In fact, they're going to be increasing their portfolio of imported products very soon. And those products are not certified by Sanaha, so we cannot give you any assurance for them.
Okay, and finally, are Tinkies halal?
Tinkies, the beloved snack, unfortunately does contain bovine gelatin. Many times we do receive queries from consumers saying that it doesn't specify bovine gelatin in the ingredients. However, please note that the gelatin is actually the stabilizer in this product. Therefore, it's not approved.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Final one that just came through now, is Fruit and Veg City's cheddar cheese halal?
Yes, that is halal.
Okay, well, that was the Sanaha Halal live program with Mulana Bilal from the Sanaha offices. Mulana, just a closing message for our listeners and maybe what they can look forward to come Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
Inshallah, again, with any halal queries that you do have, please, our officers are there to assist you in any way. If you do have any suggestions for us to improve our service, if you have any criticism, if you feel, you know, that with regards to our mandate of ensuring that products are halal and ensuring that halal is promoted, if you feel that we are not living up to that, please do give us a call. Please do contact us. You know, give us your positive criticism, your constructive criticism, and you can give us a call. You can send us an email at thehelpline@sena.org.za, or you can even find us on your social media platforms.